Sarah.
And I'm Emma.
And we're Mom Best Friend.
The friends you always wanted.
Always needed.
Didn't know you needed.
Didn't know you wanted.
I have Lennox and Sebastian.
And I'm mom to Cleo and Beau.
And we have surveyed a lot of women.
A lot of moms.
And we've all got a lot to say.
Let's get into it. Welcome.
Welcome
to Mom Best Friend.
The friend you never wanted, but always needed.
Maybe.
Depends on the day.
But we're friends.
We are friends.
We are friends, and that's what we're talking about today, friendship. So, I mean, friendship is interesting when it comes to moms, because I think a lot of people feel pretty lonely out there.
We wanted to know what moms thought.
Let's take it to the survey. Moms are only about 10% lonelier because you used to have all these like real life interactions with people, and now we're just on our phones and we're like might
lonelier.
Be physically alone, and then we're looking, we're like, all these people look like they're together. So then you feel lonely.
And as a parent, you feel even more lonely because you see your friends on Instagram posting like squad goals, squad, and they're all together and you're there like with spit up on your shirt like, yeah, me too. I think now, at this point, you have levels of friendship.
Right. So let's define friendship. What is friendship?
I'm not actually sure, but I do know there's levels. So there's friends from childhood that are kind of a ride or die, that you've known them forever. You've been through a lot of shit together.
Okay, so what comes after that? So you've got friends from growing up,
party
and then
friends.
You've got your party friends.
Yeah.
Those 20s. Your 20s, I guess, or your late upper teens.
Yeah, the friends where you've held their hair back when they're puking on the side of the street after a night out.
Yeah.
Those are friends.
Bad dates or, you know, sexual encounters.
Yeah.
That you've talked through.
A lot of sexual encounters.
Who's next? Your work friends.
Yeah. That you kind of like.
You go out and get your real job.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Put on your big girl pants.
And then you meet those people.
And it's like, they're kind of like your friends that you have to kind of hang out with, even though you really don't want to, but you stuck with them throughout the day, so you kind of just deal with it.
Right, that's true. So that brings you to your last type of friend, mom friends.
Yeah.
Your friends you met as a mom.
Getting jumped into a gang is getting mom friends. They are so judgy. They are so hard to like bond with. Making mom friends, I feel, is like going back to high school.
I know. I think that is what it is. It's like feels very like a little bit cliquey.
It's funny.
You're not someone that does well in a clique, like I don't.
Me neither.
Like I get stressed out in groups larger.
And it's honestly, it's hard. It's like a second job trying to make mom friends. Like you have to spend so much time. And if you don't continuously keep building that relationship, those relationships, they're gonna say peace out and you see, like go on their mom friend way without you.
Yeah. We asked people how many friends they had, right? People before kids, 15% people said they had 6 or more friends. But people with kids, only 3% said they had more than 3 friends.
That's a lot.
Most people just have a very few close friends.
I would rather have a few close friends than a lot of acquaintances, especially at this juncture in my life.
Right, I think that's the thing.
Yeah.
In your 20s, you're like, I have all the time in the world.
I have 800 friends.
All these like big, you know, you go on these like big trips, all these people.
Yeah.
And then as you become a mom, like why are these friendships falling off? Is it because you don't value them or is it because they don't value you?
Yeah.
I mean, I wish that I would have maintained more friendships, and I think I try to do my best to do it, but it's a lot of work.
But it shouldn't have to be. So that's the thing. Like, I have friendships. Some of my friends now, my closest friends, are my party friends, because no matter what, it's never been hard. They're always afloat.
Afloat.
And even if we don't see each other for, like, 2 years or talk for 2 years, it always comes back, and it's like, oh, right where we left off.
Right.
I like that. I don't like having to work to maintain a friendship. It's literally exhausting. I'm tired enough having kids. I have to keep my husband and my relationship fresh, sexual, exciting. I don't have time to nurture 50 friendships with these women who are tiring.
30% people said they valued their new mom friends more than their old friends.
I believe that. I buy that.
That's such a betrayal of your old
friends. I think it's probably because like they're in the same time of their lives.
Right.
Like their mom friends are going to get it. Their mom friends are going to understand. And maybe they don't give their old friends enough credit to understand.
Well, I think that's the thing. I think that when you become a mom, there's this like new identity and this new level of things that you have to pay attention to, and your priorities shift a little bit.
Yeah.
Right? And either your friends you had before your kids either get on board with that or they don't. And it's sort of like, and it's really upsetting when you're going through this change because you're like, I'm trying to figure out who I am as a person now. Yeah. And you're expecting your friends to also like go with you that distance.
Yeah.
But like, that's also really hard and a lot to ask of them, I think. Cause like now I can't go out as much. Maybe I don't have as much time to text or call, and they're feeling left out. Is that a valid thing for them to feel, or should they just figure it out and just still be your friend?
And a lot of people don't do well with change. They're like, oh, they feel like you're being selfish and blah, blah. But the thing is this, like, I think those real friends evolve with you. They might have a hot minute where they're like, oh, wow, like, this sucks. And maybe they can come to you and be like, hey, this sucks. Like, I want you to know, like, I understand that your life is changing, but it's hard for me too.
But what if they did that and you're like,
fuck you,
well,
get out of my house.
Interesting. So we asked people, we asked like what you wish you could tell your friend that had a kid that you sort of fallen out of touch with a little bit. And they're all like, I just wish that they could really make time for themselves more. And what they mean is quote unquote for themselves, for them, really.
Yeah, and honestly, like, not to be a bitch, but I want to punch you in the fucking face.
I'm just like, I wish I could make more time for anything.
I wish I could make time to take a crap by myself, okay? I haven't peed alone in years.
But, like, I don't want to lose my friends, so I'm, like, trying really hard to, like, make that time for them. Yeah. But that actually minimizes the time I have for myself.
Yeah.
If you look at your life and you're like, okay, I've got my relationship, I've got my work life, I've got my kid, and I've got my friends. There's only so much time in the day.
My question for you is, what comes first?
I mean, my kid comes first.
Then
I don't know. Then
your husband!
No, not every day. My kid comes first every day, pretty much every day. But sometimes I'll go on a vacation I really need, and then my kid isn't coming first that day.
Yeah, that's true. If they don't have kids, I think it's harder for them to understand where you're coming from.
Right.
Until they do have kids and be like, call you, oh shit, I'm so sorry.
Oh my God, that's the best.
Yeah.
So I did that for sure.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think? So if you have a kid and your friend just like stops calling you as much, is that okay? Or is that like not okay?
It's kind of fucked up. Like, right. If someone did that to me, I'd be a little mad. So I would like to think like I would be understanding, but I could also see myself being a little upset.
The reality is when you have kids, you're losing friends, and like, it's kind of sad because you need them more than anything. Like, this new mom, the friend group that you're meeting, you feel kind of judged by them, I feel, a lot of times.
100%.
But your old friends don't judge you, you'd hope. So we asked people, do you resent your friends who don't have kids? 22% said they do resent.
Maybe because they want you to go through it together. I think it'd be nice if your friends had kids, too. I don't think I've ever actually resented my friends for not having kids. I think I've had some fleeting moments where I've been like, you know, we all go out, and then they get to sleep in the next day, and I have to get up at 5 o'clock.
You're like,
with my kid.
Don't understand.
Yeah. Ugh. So I think in that moment, I'm resenting them. I'm like, fuck you. You guys are assholes. You're sleeping.
Meanwhile, they're like, I wish you would be fun still. Why does she have to go to leave so early? And you're like, man, all I want to do is stay out. And but I have to get up at like 5 a.m. Or whatever. And it's going to be awful for me, but I really want to stay out because I'm having so much fun. So you're just like, always in this like, who was I before and who am I now? And can you still love me as this like slightly lame version of myself?
But you're still trying. You're making the effort. You're going out.
Yeah.
And so you can't stay out till 4 a.m., but stay out till maybe midnight.
But I have to say, like, I do kind of, I don't resent, but like, I get really bummed because like, I can't go on all these like fun group European vacations or what. Like, all my friends, like, now they've started to make a little bit of money, meaning they have like disposable income that they can go and travel, and they don't have kids yet. They call them dinks in the restaurant industry.
Dicks?
Dinks. Dual income, no kids.
Oh.
They're like the premier clientele of a restaurant. Like, you want them.
Yeah.
Because they don't have to get a babysitter to go out. They have money, whatever. So like, dinks. My dink friends are living this like amazing life, at least so it seems online, right? And they're like on boats and having fun, and it's the summer. And I sit there and I feel a little sad. And I know, but I already lived my life like that, and that was fun. And I've moved on, and I have kids now, and it's great. And I love my kids, but sometimes I definitely look at those photos and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, but that's normal.
My friends don't love me anymore. Then what happens too is like, you'll have a best friend.
Yeah.
They've been with you through everything, thick and thin. And then one day, you've been busy. Like, you've had your kid. You can't hang out as much. You're only seeing them once a week, if that, once a month. twice a month. I don't know. But then they introduce you to this new girl they met. And they're like, I really like her. She's my friend. And suddenly you see him on Instagram stories, hanging out all the time. And then you're like, oh my God, yeah. I've been replaced.
I get so jealous.
I get so jealous.
It's like, you feel in a way, it's like your boyfriend is cheating on you.
Yeah.
Like, I get that kind of jealous. And I start like, and I'm such a bitch. I'd be like, oh, I don't like her. She seems weird. I'm not sure if you should hang out. Like,
I try to do the opposite, being like, she seems really great.
Really?
And then I was like, all right, let's be like friends too.
It's like, will you be my friend kind of thing?
I'm like, can I be in the group?
Yeah.
Can I be in my like, because your old friend group shifts and changes and like you can't be there as much. So you're not part of that evolution. And then like, do you even belong there anymore?
Your friendships aren't as important as they were when you're in your 20s. And literally, I would literally go out every single night of the week till like 6 a.m. I would party every single night, and my friends were the number one thing in my life. Nothing else mattered except my friendships. And now I have two kids and I'm married, and that is my priority, you know?
Right.
So yes, I have moments where I'm like, oh God, I wish I could just, you know, take a trip or sleep in past six. But that's not reality.
That's not reality. And like, I'm so, it's hard because I'm so happy in my role as mom, and that like, I don't mind giving some of that stuff up. I mean, now I feel like I'm over. I think the first kid, for me at least, like maybe it was I wasn't totally mentally prepared for it, or I don't know if anyone can be.
No.
But I was really like hanging on to this like old version of myself that was like, no, I've got all these friends and they like, we hang out all the time and like I can just bring my kid along and like it'll be super fun. And it was, and it is. And my kid is like a part of my life with my friends, which I love. But like that also isn't sustainable forever.
No.
Because then your kid has priorities and your baby grows up and like they have school and they have sports. Yeah. And like if you have another kid, like you can't bring two kids everywhere. Yeah.
Your friends are going to start to hate you.
They don't hate. Well, I think it's like I'm doing them a service too.
Yeah.
Because like the people that haven't like made that jump yet, like and they haven't had kids and they are thinking they want to have kids, like I'm showing them like, oh, you could still do
it. Yeah. This is your love.
It's like parenting light though. So we ask people, what's the one thing you wish you could say to your friends to help them understand your life with babies? And people were like, I'm trying so hard. Like being far away is harder than ever before. It's so different than you know. Please don't judge me. I'm not bad at time management. Having a baby makes my life like really unpredictable. So this is a lot of thing. I think that like moms feel really lonely, but also feel really bad.
Yeah.
Because they like want to have these friendships, but like your time's changed.
It has.
And like you need your friends to like understand that like you're this new person. My favorite thing though, and I agree with this 100%, is even if I can't come, please still invite me.
100%.
It's like I can't go on that European vacation.
But just invite me.
Please invite me.
Even start off by saying, I know you can't go, but I love you, so I want to invite you.
I want you to know that we're all getting dinner, or I want you to know, like, because that's always so sad when you're like, I can't go, and like, no one told me about it, and then I go on Instagram stories, and they're like all together, like sharing each other's fucking stories, and I'm just like, what about me?
I know. It feels good to know that they want you there. And sometimes I feel like people forget that, like, you know, we have feelings too.
Someone else wrote, like, I'm a mom, not a prisoner. Like, having kids demands planning, but I'm still also just a woman. Please, like, include me and I want to come and just understand that, like, I might need a little more notice.
Yes!
I don't know, but they do stuff that's not with notice and then you feel sad.
I mean, even if it's like the same night, if like my friend texts me right now, she's like, hey, let's go out tonight. Even if I can't, just ask me.
Right. I know. The asking
it's
is just
so
like,
easy.
It's 100% the friendship at that point.
It will change 100% of how you feel. Instead of having to see it on social media. Or if you're going to be a bitch and not tell me, don't post it.
I know, but I want them to live their life too. I think that's a tough thing about like friendships after kids. It's just like, I want them to, like, still be having fun, of course. And, like, I know that their whole life isn't revolved around me.
Still here.
I know.
What's interesting is that my husband, his friendships haven't changed. They're awesome. They still do.
That gets into a whole nother thing, though, about, like, how much a man is expected to do or be present. And you know what I mean? Like, I feel like anyone can ask Neve at any time, like, hey, do you want to do this? And he never even thinks to be like, oh, I have to find out, like, what's up with the kids. Okay. He's just like, yeah. Because he knows, like, I got it.
Yeah.
Like, Laura will watch them.
Yeah.
Or Laura, like, of course, and I, of course I will be there, and I'm always with my kids. But, like, I would never, like, if someone asked me to do something, I'm like, all right, let me think about who or what or how, or again, I, like, who can I leave my kids with? Do I want to leave my kids? What time? If I, like, a lot of times I'll go, I'll be like, I can meet up, but not until 8, till after they're asleep.
Yeah.
Whereas Neve's like, oh, yeah, sure, we can meet at 6. I'm like, well, who's going to put them to bed? Like,
I have this, like, exact conversation with my husband constantly when he does, like, I'm like, how would you feel if I said, hey, I'm leaving. Hey, right. I'm going to go do this, do that. Right. You're going to stay with the kid. Like, how would you? I would never do that.
I feel like it might not be as instinctive and that we just have to, like, drive it home. I feel like now Neve is starting to get it. But, like, it took me being like, okay, you have to, like, always be thinking holistically about the family before you make, it's like talking to a child. You have to think about how actions have consequences. Meanwhile, he's great. He just, I do feel like men sort of need to be taught a little bit more.
In the right direction.
Yeah, which is ridiculous, but, like, that's sort of what it is. I know. It's exhausting. It's a double day for us. Anyway, so we asked, do you think your friendships will strengthen once your kids get older? 63% said no. Once those friends are out of my life, they're out of my life. I don't know. If a friend doesn't want to, like, hang out with my young children, like, when we get older, I hope that we can, like, rekindle something.
But will it be the same? I don't think it's going to be the same. And I think that it's a different version of your friendship. It's not going to be the same friendship you had before.
Well, this one was really interesting to me. Have you made new friends since becoming a mom? 48% of women said that moms said they have no time for new friends. No new friends. Like, you don't. Do you? I do think that there's, like, two types of people. There's, like, the people that really value their friendships before kids. And then there's people that value your friendships after kids more. Like, they wanted to nurture that new chapter in their life. Whereas I'm still, like, hanging on to this old vestige of myself. Because I do believe that my friends will go there with me. I think they might not all be there yet. If they're not right with me, they're right behind me.
Yeah.
So maybe in, like, 5, 10, 20 years, maybe we'll be friends again. But I do need to open myself up more to, like, this new friendship concept.
I don't know.
Because new friends are good, too. Right?
They're different kinds of friends. They're not, like, the solid friends. Like, I wouldn't tell these people necessarily, like, my deepest, darkest secrets. Because there's not that trust.
You get judged for that.
They'll judge.
They're going to be like, ooh, she can't be in our friend group. Frosted Flakes. Get out of here.
Like, mine's, like, way worse. But, like, I've got my other friends for that. I've got my solid friends who know about, you know, what happened behind the building on Sunset. You never know, you know? Those are, like, those friends who, like, store all of that, who you trust.
Right. Who knew you before being a mom?
Yeah.
I think that's such an important part of your identity to also foster, that you don't want to lose those friendships.
And so many moms, I think, they become a mom and that is, like, their laser main focus of their life is being a mom. Nothing else matters. Even their husband, nothing.
No, I don't think that woman exists.
I do.
I think that those women also... Gosh. Value who they were before, but they just don't know how because it's exhausting doing everything.
Maybe, but a lot of those women, like, all they've wanted their whole life is to become a mom. That's what they completely focus just on that. And they homeschool their kids. They do all these things. They're all 100% all chips in motherhood.
Right. I mean, very small minority, I would feel. 66% of people said friendships are more important after kids. If we feel like we need these friendships... But we don't, we're feeling stressed for time. Like, we asked people without kids, like, what do you want to tell your friends that are moms? And a lot of them were just like, that you're doing great. But then a lot of them were like, that we don't want to just hear about your kids, that you're, you know, that you are more than your kids.
See, that's hard because, like, I was a single mom for a while and I would go on dates and literally all I would talk about was my kid. And the thing is this, like, I don't know. I have nothing else to talk about. What am I going to talk about? All I know is my kids. And
that's true.
I find myself doing that.
I find myself doing it to my friends too, but then I catch myself and I'll be like, all right, just ask questions.
Yeah.
You're just like, how was your wonderful trip? Totally living vicarious through that, which is great. But then, because I know that they don't want to talk about that. So I do try to save my, like, mom talk for, like, other moms the best I can.
I don't think we should be scared to talk about our kids.
Right.
That's such a huge chunk of our
life. Yeah, pretend you don't have kids, like, those aren't your real friends.
Yeah.
Like, if your real friends have to pretend you don't have a kid to be your friend.
Yeah. Like fuck you.
But I do think that, like, My real friends, like the ones that really love me and I really love Beck. They like hanging out with my kids.
Because it's just part of you.
It's part of me. And like, I loved having the relationship with them, with my kids. And I think that they enjoy it too, but maybe they're just placating me. But that's a good thing. I know. But maybe, yeah, maybe they don't even like them.
Wouldn't you like your friend's kids?
Depends on the kid. I don't know. Because like, I don't really like kids that, it's weird. I like, don't love every kid.
Me neither.
I don't think anybody does.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Moms want it still feel like people.
And it's hard because sometimes like, then the sitter cancels the last minute and you have to text your friend. You're like, oh, fuck. Okay.
I know.
I'm bringing my kid. Is that okay? And then like, it's the little bubbles.
Oof.
And then they like stop and the bubbles stop. And then it comes back again. And they're like, yeah, it's fine. But you know it's not.
That was like the saddest thing of all respondents when people were like, I just want to tell my mom friends to stop being flaky. And you're just like, no, we're
it's
not flaky.
Not oh my God.
I mean, some people probably are flaky, but like for me, I am not flaky.
And I feel like some people sometimes use their kids as an excuse. Like I'll use my kids all the time to stop texting. I'll be like, okay, my kid's crying. Gotta go. You know?
That's the thing for me is like, I don't have time to text anymore like I used to.
Texting's hard.
It's just like I do need to give my kids' attention. Like, I can't just, like, texting all day.
And a lot of friends who don't have kids expect me to sit there for 2 hours all night texting about the guy they're dating. And, like, I can't do that anymore.
There were, like, a lot of people that, and genuinely are just, like, sad, I think, for, like, the degradation of their friendship.
Yeah.
This is, like, a sad way to put it. They're just, like, I wish that they knew that, like, I want them around more without their kid.
Oh.
I think we get that, but it's also like, all right, but I can't just drop my kid all the time.
But like, now, how would you feel if someone actually said that to you? Like, I would like to hang out with you without your kid. I don't know. My cockles would go up, I think. I think I would be a little annoyed. And I know I shouldn't be, but I think my first response would be like, wow, that's rude.
I think I would be like, okay, that sounds great. I want to do that too. And then deep down, I'd be like, oh.
Yeah.
I'd be like sad. I mean, a lot of people also were writing like, well, help me pay for a babysitter.
Yeah.
Or something.
Babysitters are expensive, especially now. Yeah. They're like $20 an hour.
Yeah,
who's got money for
that? Yeah, it's expensive. So like, there's an, or like buy me a drink when we go out or something. Cause there's like a serious financial cost. And I know like that us having kids doesn't mean that like your friends have to like always pick, like you decided to have a kid. So like, yes, it is your financial responsibility.
But it's also.
But also like if you have, if you're a dink, dual income, no kids.
Yeah.
You have a little bit more disposable income, and it would be nice if you could help me a little bit. Sure.
I feel like I'm a little crazy person when it comes to people watching my kids. I'm like, even if it's a family member, I'm like...
I know. I can't believe I let my dad watch Cleo, because I was going to go film with Neve for a minute, and I let my dad... Well, not let my dad. I mean, I was like begging someone to help, because I didn't have anyone to watch Cleo. Yeah. She had school, so I needed someone to pick her up at 3 p.m. or whatever. And put her to bed, like pick her up, put her to bed, and get her to school in the morning, right? So that's like, you know, 6 hours of like
Cleo time. Yeah.
Which also requires like a schedule.
Yeah.
A little bit. Like they gotta get her dinner, breakfast, get her to school, shoes, clothes, all the things. Like
socks optional.
And you know what's crazy? Some of my friends, my close friends, because I was in a pickle, and they were like, yes, would love to. Like, would love to stay at your house. And like, and I couldn't believe it. Like, two of my close friends without kids. But I think it's because they were sort of excited to try on having a kid. But that to me is like, wow, you guys are my, like, real friends. Like, you're willing to basically take over my mom duties for a couple days.
That's the definition
it was so
of
special.
Ride or die.
Honestly, it was so special. Like, those friends, I'm like, I don't know. It's,
they're the real MVP.
Those are the real MVPs. That they're like, listen, but I think that is also a special type of person. It doesn't mean that the people that wouldn't do that aren't great friends.
I don't know if I have any friends who would do that, nor do I know if I would trust my friends to do that.
I would trust my friends more than I honestly would trust my dad, but my dad gets priority because he's my dad. And my dad did a great job, honestly.
Him.
He did a great job.
I would trust
But he was very high stress, I think, about it. Like, you could tell that he was nervous because he hadn't really, a 2.5-year-old's like real. I had to explain, like, teach him how to, like, deal with I don't want to's. If she says I don't want to, I had to, like, go through, like...
God, I love him so much.
Like, Cleo mood management was, like, a whole page of notes, like, on how to, like, make sure she...
That's so good.
...doesn't have a meltdown on you and, like...
Maybe he survived.
Yeah.
He's probably better for it.
He did great. But, you know, it was a lot for him, I think. He was like, I don't know if I can.
Like,
a lot of people brought up family, too.
Yeah.
Like... Your family become your close friends. But I still think I need my friends.
It's a choice. You have to make that decision. Do I really want to deal with it? Right. And if you decide yes, then you work at it. But if you decide no, you don't. A lot of people don't really have that many friends because they're like, I don't got time for that shit.
Yeah.
I got my husband. I got my kids. I'm done.
Yeah. Yeah, but guess what happens? Kids leave the nest.
They grow up. You got some empty
Maybe nest. Your husband, who knows what's going to happen with your partner.
That's true.
Never know.
He could cheat on you and be gone.
Yeah, God forbid. Ride or die, you need your friends. So don't fuck them over just because you have kids. But also when your friends have kids, don't fuck them over.
That's true. You got to just support each other. Be the definition of a friend. Be there for each other.
So we asked people if their friendships were evolving, if the other person calls less after babies, or if they were over. And 92% of people said their friendships were evolving.
That's good.
That's good.
That's good.
It's like a positive, we're not losing our friends. But we just need to like figure out how to like talk to each other.
Yeah.
Well, I think the reality is loneliness is so pervasive right now in our society. And like we ask people when they felt more lonely. Moms were feeling more lonely in the morning than at night. And people that don't have kids were very lonely at night. So that's just good, some good insight there. Is that like if you're... At night, if you know your friends are lonely at night, if you have kids, you can text them at night.
Yeah.
And if you're working all day and you have a friend that's like a stay-at-home mom, text her on your lunch break.
Text her in the bathroom.
Like, that's a great, like, just even those two things are just, like, helpful to know.
It's good to, like, know what each other needs and to be open about it.
But, like, so we also ask people that aren't moms, what can your mom friends do to help you call or text or hang more? And they were, like, just understand more that, like, even though I'm not a mom, I'm also busy.
Yeah.
Which is every mom is guilty of doing
this.
Yeah,
it's hard. It's hard.
Some people have dogs and don't have kids. Some people don't want kids. Some people can't have kids. Or some people are in the process of having kids and they're having like fertility issues and stuff like that. So that can also be like really hard on a friendship. Like if you've decided like I don't want to have kids, and like your mom friends are always talking about their kids, or if you can't have kids and your mom friends are like, there also is like a level of sensitivity, I think, to what other people are going through.
Absolutely.
If your friend is going through a tough time, you have to be aware of that and not be super annoying.
As a friend, you should know
that
they are having fertility issues. Like I know with Lennox, I didn't have fertility issues with Sebastian, but with Lennox, I couldn't get pregnant. And like everyone around me kept getting pregnant. It seems like whenever you can't get pregnant, everyone's getting pregnant.
Right.
I was happy for my friends, but I was also depressed because like, why not me? So like, I would maybe understand someone wanting to pull away if they're having fertility issues because you don't want to be surrounded by babies because it already feels like there's babies everywhere. Right. You know?
I know. It's true. But you should, and that's the thing. I think if you're close enough friends, like if you're going through that struggle, you should make sure that your mom friend, if you really value the friendship, knows that.
And tell
them. So they know to be sensitive to that
Say,
stuff.
Say, look, I feel horrible. Like, I can't get pregnant right now, and you're pregnant, and I'm happy for you, but I'm also kind of sad. So maybe we can, like, talk about other things.
There is such thing as, like, bump envy.
Yeah.
Like, even, like, if you've had, like, one kid, and you're, like, trying to have another kid. Like, it took me a long time to get pregnant with Beau. Kind of. It took 6 months, which I thought was, like, forever.
That's
I'm
like
seeing all these, like, bumps around town. I'm like, oh, God.
That bitch. That slut. Bitch and her bump.
What a slut.
Yeah.
If you're being a good friend, you have to, like, your friends with kids are exhausted.
Yeah.
We're just so tired, and we want to be there for you, but, like,
different tired.
Always.
Different tired than you.
And then, like, people that don't have kids, it's like, you don't know where they are at in their journey. Maybe they don't ever want to have kids. Maybe they do and they can't. Or maybe they're just like in this point where they're like meeting guys and they're trying to find someone great for them. Or maybe they're not there. You can't always ask someone like, oh, when are you going to settle down? When are you going to have a kid? Meanwhile, I always am putting pressure on my friends. I'm like, when are you going to
join me.
I know.
It's like a cult.
My best friend got engaged and like I feel bad because immediately I was just like having Cleo send videos like, I need another friend.
Are you pregnant?
So annoying.
You're like poking holes in our condoms.
So annoying. I have to say though, so we asked people who are not moms like what they want to say to their mom friends that they don't feel like they could say. And this is like a good friend. She wrote, thanks for growing our family and thanks for going first.
Stop, you're teary eyed.
I know.
You're crying.
I know, I'm crying.
That's
so nice.
It's so beautiful.
It's really nice.
But you see, that's a real friend.
Our family, right. When we have kids, if your friends are close friends, that's their family too. They should feel that.
Exactly. You might not like their kid. That's fine. But it's still your family. I don't like all the kids in my family, but it's still family.
Exactly.
It's your friend's kid.
You love your kid
no matter what. My kid's sometimes an asshole. I don't like him in the moment, but I love him. And the same should go for your friends.
That's true.
My kids might be annoying to them, but you still love them at the end of the day.
Right. That's true. That's a good point.
You know? And she's that ride or die kind of friend that if you decided to have 80 kids, maybe live in a commune somewhere, have six husbands, and you're the only wife, and you're just like breeding and breeding and breeding.
Oh, God.
You know? And you have like 40, 50 kids. She'd still love you.
She'd come over with like a jelly bean for all of them.
Yeah. You know? She'd be that friend. She maybe
move 86 in. Jelly beans.
Maybe help you take care of them. Maybe raise them. Maybe join the club. You know?
Oh, my God.
Maybe both of you breeding.
Oh, God.
Totally
that's a
tangent
lot.
There. But
that's
you know what? That's that kind of friend.
Right. Yeah. No, I think it's important that we recognize who those friends are and we don't fuck those friendships up as moms.
Yeah. And also maybe give them the recognition. Yeah. Kind of like my husband. Like when he does something good, I kind of want to give him a treat. Maybe a blowjob. I don't know. Like the other day, he was like taking care of the baby. He was upstairs playing with him. And I was like, wow, I feel like I should say to him, wow, you're being such a great dad. And I'm so happy. Because positive reinforcement, just like with children.
But that does both. I don't know. I don't necessarily agree on the husband thing.
No,
well, we've
know.
Talked about this before. And I think it's just because, like, I don't think that because my husband's being or partner's being a great dad that I owe him anything.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's fucking bullshit. I think, like, if he's being a great dad, that's great.
Because he is a dad.
Because he's great at being a dad. But, like, I don't owe him anything for that.
No, and I...
Like, but I do agree that it's nice to give positive reinforcement to... Like, I like when my husband... gives me positive reinforcement for
being
a great
mom. It makes you feel good
and
it makes you want to stay on that path.
So I think it is like if everyone's giving everyone positive, like you're being a great mom, you're being a great dad, like that's very good. But I don't like rewards for dads. Like,
okay, but you know what? Maybe I just like to give him a blowjob. You know what? Like, maybe it's just like, an excuse to go down on him. Okay, Laura?
Jesus. I know. I always get so mad about that. I don't know why. I'm just like, oh.
I know. You always get mad when I say that. But honestly, I like to reward with a blowjob sometime. It's not, I mean, like, you know what? I wish I could live that life where he comes home, the dinner is made, I'm in a sexy outfit, I don't have zit cream on my face, I drop his pants at the door, but that's not our life right now. He comes home to two screaming kids and maybe a frozen dinner.
Right.
You know, so sometimes it's nice to throw him a bone.
Mm-hmm.
Or bone.
He's throwing you a bone.
Okay.
Really.
I know.
Very traditional viewpoints over here.
I know.
It's great. I'm like, oh my God, ever. And Neve came home, like, being like, is there a dinner? And be like, that's insane.
That's awkward.
But we take care of each other in other ways, you know what I mean? We're very good on hydrating each other, like glasses of water.
That's
always
special.
Being passed around.
That's your love language, hydration.
Yeah, hydration. It's true. But anyway, all right, so back to friendship. Now we're going to play a little game. It's called Dead to Me or Evolving. So I'm going to read some scenarios that your friend might do or you might do. And you let me know, is that friend dead to you or is your relationship evolving?
I mean, probably most of them I'm going to say dead to me.
Harsh.
I know. Yeah, you, my friends better keep it in check.
Doesn't call you on your birthday.
Dead to me.
Really?
I feel like that. Okay, I just had this happen where someone didn't call my baby on his birthday. One of my best friends.
I didn't call you on Sebi's birthday.
Okay.
Because we're, because we're like new friends.
Yeah.
But you're like old friends have to call you on your birthday?
I don't
know. Oh my God, you're not going to give a pass on her. I was going to say definitely evolving for that one.
That's bullshit.
But then I was going to say, all right, forget, doesn't call you on your birthday for 3 years in a row.
Dead to me.
That one I might be like, no, I don't know. Birthdays are a different deal to everyone.
Facebook tells you everything you
need
to know.
You're like,
they won't be my friend. Unless they're not on Facebook.
You're like, I don't have any friends that aren't Virgos or Capricorns. All right, next thing. So... dead to me or evolving? Misses your kid's first birthday party.
Okay, if they have a valid excuse, evolving. If they're literally, I just don't want to come, depends on the friend. But if they're like a friend who's like, you know, a ride or die situation, I feel like they should be there.
Right.
Or at least say, hey, don't like kids. I love you. I'll send a gift, but I'm not coming.
Okay, so you think that everyone should go if they're a close friend?
You have to provide alcohol for people who are going to subject themselves to a child's birthday. Period. You got
to
help them.
You
got
to cater. You got. You have to cater to your friends a little bit. All right. What about this? Evolving or dead to you? Invites you to the club with her when she knows you don't have a babysitter.
Evolving. That makes me feel good.
Right. We want that.
Yeah.
Okay. How about this? Makes out with your ex-boyfriend at the club.
Dead to me.
Because, you know, you have a baby now.
Dead to me. Don't double dip.
What about this? Dead to me or evolving? Hasn't met the baby yet at 1 month.
Evolving.
Okay.
Because life happens.
Right. I know. But hasn't met the baby yet at 3 months.
That's a little suspicious.
Kind of, right?
It's a little weird.
It's a little bit like, what are your issues?
Yeah. Like, why do you hate my baby?
Yeah.
What did my baby do?
6 months. Dead to you?
So how is your friendship evolving when my life is changing and you're not making any fucking effort to even...
Yeah. 6 months is like you haven't tried at all.
Yeah. And then like, baby's going to start like walking and talking and like...
Yeah. Again, one of my closest friends, she walked by my apartment every day to go to work.
And she still
didn't. Didn't meet the baby until, I want to say 2 months.
That's a little weird.
She came to the hospital with Cleo.
Maybe she just doesn't like both.
She was like, a boy. Ooh,
yeah.
No, she's still a really close friend. I think it was just like that particular time in her life, yeah. Those couple months.
And again, you don't know what that person's dealing with.
Yeah, so fine. But 6 months, I do feel like that's like,
it's
okay.
A little sketch.
Yeah. You're like, maybe. All right, what about this? Used to text every day, and now it's once every 2 weeks, maybe.
Evolving? Yeah, I don't text people every single day.
Right, but if you used to text every day, and now they only text you once every couple weeks.
You would question it, because like if you have sex with your husband every single day, and then you don't have sex for like a month, you'd be like, whoa.
All right, what about this? Dead to you or evolving? When you text, they don't text you back for 6 hours.
Evolving?
Evolving, for sure. What about a day?
Evolving. I don't text sometimes for like 2 days. I forget. Or like I'm holding the baby or something and someone texts. I'm like, ugh, I can't deal with it right now.
Right.
And then I might be in a few days. I'll be like, oh, okay.
But I feel bad as like a mom with young kids when I do that to people. Like I'm like, oh man, it's like on the back of my head. Like, oh, they're going to like be so upset.
For me, the problem is like sometimes I don't text back for a day and then 2 days and then 3 days and then 4 days. And I'm like, oh, at this point, it's just like whatever.
I don't even care. And then you never talk to them again. That's the thing. I always get like nervous. Like I value my friendship so much. I put so much energy into them that like when I can't be 100, like I get really nervous that I'm going to like lose my friendship.
You're like a friend goal. You're like that friend that everyone needs.
Hasn't introduced you to someone they've been dating for a year.
That to me. What is he, a serial killer? What are they hiding?
Right. I know. It kind of says like you're not...
My opinion doesn't matter.
Yeah, or like you're not involved in my future.
Yeah.
Because for a long year, your time getting pretty serious.
Yeah. Or like he's not that into kids. That's like a red flag central. I don't know. I'm already judging.
Yeah, but if they're not into kids too, then it could be a perfect match.
Yeah.
But then it is also sad. Like, oh, because you're like, you guys aren't going to have kids, you don't want to be my friend anymore.
That's
like,
stupid.
Okay.
Yeah. So probably dead to me. A year is a long time. And even like if they're going to say, hey, let's get together and it just doesn't happen, you guys are busy, that's one thing. But if it's a year and they're not even mentioning, hey, do you want to meet the guy I'm dating? That's sketch. I don't know. It's weird.
All right. Dead to me or evolving? Doesn't like kids.
Evolving. Half my friends hate kids.
I know. I would say evolving too. Because
yeah,
like,
make people like
that. Means they just don't want to do kids stuff with you. But like you can still hang out with them.
Yeah.
All right, now the last one. Dead to me or evolving? Never asks you how you're feeling.
That's not a friendship, though. Like, a real friend would be like, hey, are you okay? How are you feeling? If you haven't heard from a few days, like, hey, are you okay? Like, yeah, you doing okay? Like, especially as a mom. Like, it's kind of dead to me because what kind of friendship, what kind of relationship is it when you're not caring about the other person?
Okay. But that could be also just a personality trait, I guess, right?
But then you should know that.
Yeah. If you really know your friend and you know that the type of person that needs someone to like check in with them on that level and you're not, fine, maybe dead to you. But we all love our friends.
Mm-hmm.
And we all just need to like text each other when we can. That's the thing. I want to say text each other more, but the reality is if you have a kid, you don't have time.
No.
So you need your friends with not kids to step it up a little bit.
Yeah.
But you also have to remember to be there for them.
Yeah.
But then things will come around. Wait a couple years. You can't do all this
that
stuff.
First year is like you're in the trenches. You are deep in that baby shit. Then eventually you kind of like see the light, you see the sun, and it just come out of that hole. And you're like, I'm back. But
you know what? Your friends better be down.
They better be.
But they're sometimes not. That's the thing. I find when I go out with my friends, I've been watching them on Instagram living their best life.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, woo. I get like a night off.
Yeah.
Like I'm coming out Friday night. Let's do it, guys. And like I meet up. Because, like, they'll already have been out for, like, a half hour. Because I can't get there until, like, 8:15 in the morning, whatever. And I, like, meet up and they're all like, I don't know. We're just kind of tired. I think we're going to go home. And you're just like, What?
What? We're raging.
I got a babysitter and I just came out and like, we're going out, right? And like, and then I find myself being crazy. I think someone wrote this. They were like, no, like the whole restaurant doesn't care that mom needs her night out. I'm like, oh, I felt so seen.
You're dancing on the table.
I know. Like people are like, okay, chill. Yeah. Like, just because you have a babysitter doesn't mean we have to stay out past 9:30. I'm like, no, we do.
Yeah.
Like, you don't understand. Yeah. I don't know. I think friendships are really important, and I think that we should nurture them as much as we can.
I feel like everyone should call their best friend right now.
I know.
Maybe text them.
Everyone's submissions on, like, what they want to tell their best friend were so cute. They were like, so you're doing great. I love your kids. Mom best friend.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Thanks
for being our friend.
Yeah. Sometimes we feel like we don't have any friends, so we appreciate it.
Yes. Hopefully you all feel a little less lonely and after listening.
Don't forget to text your friends who don't have kids or have kids and be like, hey, let's go out. Even if they can't.
Communicate.
Communicate.
You don't always have to communicate more. Just communicate better.
Yeah.
Which is like, I'm going to text you next Saturday to do something and follow through.
Follow through. Love each other.
Love each other. Hit us up on Instagram at mombestfriend.pod and let us know how many friends have you lost since having kids. Do you miss them? Or is it good riddance?
Or are they dead to you?
Let us
know. Peace, bitches.
Peace, bitches. This is Laura.
And Emma.
Signing off. See ya.
Bye.